and I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine Saturday launched another missile attack against Russian targets in occupied Crimea. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The attack comes a day after Ukraine targeted the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the Crimean city of Sevastopol. The city was put on air raid alert for about an hour after debris from intercepted missiles fell near a pier. Ukraine's intelligence chief claims several people were killed and over a dozen more were injured following Kyiv's attack on the Black Sea Fleet. Crimea has served as the key hub supporting Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports Tropical Storm Ophelia made landfall in North Carolina early Saturday with an estimated maximum winds of 110 kilometers per hour. The hurricane watch remains in effect for portions of eastern North Carolina, and storm warnings have been issued in other parts of the state. Forecasters say the storm system could potentially bring damaging winds through portions of eastern North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. A spokesman for North Carolina power company Duke Energy, Jeff Brooks, told local television station WTVD they're already seeing scattered power outages as a result of the storm.
We are seeing a lot of rain with this storm, and when you have that slow-moving storm with several inches of rain coupled with a gust that gets to 30, 40 miles per hour, that's enough to bring down a tree or to bring down limbs, and that's what we've seen in most of the areas where we've experienced outages.
The governors of North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland have already declared a state of emergency in anticipation of Ophelia's arrival. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported Chinese President Xi Jinping said Saturday he will seriously consider visiting South Korea as part of efforts to support peace and security on the Korean Peninsula. Separately, China's Central Television reported Xi told South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo Saturday China is willing to work to promote a strategy of partnership between the two countries. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is at the cusp of an historic breakthrough leading to peace on a peace agreement with Saudi Arabia. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Netanyahu did not outline a clear path for clearing the hurdles facing such a deal. In an address to the UN General Assembly on Friday, Netanyahu said peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia would truly create a new Middle East. The U.S. has been seeking to broker an agreement in which Saudi Arabia would normalize relations with Israel in exchange for a U.S. defense pact, aid in developing a civilian nuclear program, and progress toward creating a Palestinian state. The last would be a hard sell for Netanyahu's far-right government. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden is establishing a new Office of Gun Violence Prevention at the White House to implement existing laws and work with local authorities to pass gun safety legislation at the state level. Vice President Kamala Harris will oversee the office. VOA's White House Chief Correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has more.
It's unclear whether the office will impact actual policy, including those affecting neighboring Mexico, where gun control laws are strict and the majority of arms are smuggled from the U.S., White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It will be in regular contact with NSC and Homeland Security team. And so we're going to do everything that we can to combat international trafficking and smuggling as well.
Earlier this week, a group of House Republicans introduced a bill that would prohibit the president from declaring an emergency for the purposes of imposing gun control. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
In an ongoing effort to understand and protect Kenya's dwindling giraffe population, wildlife veterinarians and rangers in Kenya's Masai Mara National Reserve are fitting 25 giraffes with GPS tracking units. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron has more.
The initiative, launched in 2017 by the Giraffe Conservation Foundation, aims to monitor the spatial usage of diverse habitats by giraffes across Kenya. It will provide vital data to aid conservation strategies. Once widespread across 25 African nations, giraffe numbers have seen a drastic decline. In Kenya, the reticulated giraffe population has been reduced by 50 to 80% since the mid-1990s. The information provided through the tracking units will allow experts to understand how the animals are using their habitats and how to manage the areas they occupy to preserve the species.
That's Reuters correspondent Ed Barron reporting. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.